8 o'clock hour here on The Fan. Jody Mac sticking around till 10. JJ After Dark then. Biggest story of the day is, of course, the Supreme Court ruling that individual states are now going to be able to decide for themselves whether they want to have legalized sports gambling on professional sports. It's got major implications in a lot of different directions, and it could have an implication on you. If you want to play, if you think that it is a blight on society, if you think that you don't trust the politicians in your state to do the right thing with the extra revenue that will be coming in, we'll break it all down for you over the next couple hours, and I will get some assistance here from a guy who understands it much better than I do. It's kind of what he does for a living. His website, sportshandle.com, that he's editor-in-chief in, talks about these things day in and day out, not only about the games that are upcoming and the way that you should look at them if you're going to gamble on them and like, but the legal aspect of it and the political aspect of it. It is a great website. You got to check it out at sportshandle.com. Brett Smiley, their editor-in-chief, joins us. How you been, Brett?
Been very well. It's been quite a day and great to be with you again.
Right. How long have you been covering this story?
Since a couple months before the Supreme Court said that they would hear it. So that was roughly May of last year.
Right, and it finally got done, and kudos to Chris Christie because he started the ball rolling in New Jersey, fought the fight, continued to fight it, and got it to the Supreme Court and got the decision that they wanted. Now, because of this, Jersey has a leg up on everyone else, even though the ruling came out today that all 46 of the other states that don't have legalized sports gambling in their state can now do so. New Jersey is further along in the process. And I saw a clip from a press conference from the officials at Monmouth today saying they think they can have it up and running in 2 weeks. Is that really viable?
Yeah, that's the real deal. New Jersey's a bit strange because what they want is actually that the let me start over. New Jersey can be ready to go in 2 weeks. They're going to actually pass a law that taxes and regulates it, and Atlantic City will probably be good to go in about 45 days. But there are other states, including neighbors in Pennsylvania and Delaware, that have already passed laws legalizing. So it's going to be a race to market, you know, whether it's a few weeks or a couple of months. The guys in Atlantic City and Trenton are absolutely ecstatic right now. And New York probably, I think, will get something done by the end of this session.
Now, let me ask you about the revenues that are going to be generated. States decide to do this. New Jersey already has. They already had a vote on it. It passed. How are the funds targeted? Was that part of the vote? And I should know because I'm a Jersey resident, and I know I voted for it, but I don't remember all the particulars that I signed off on. Is the money specifically earmarked to go certain places? Can that change from time to time? How do we know how the state is actually going to benefit from having sports gambling?
Well, they actually need to pass a new law, and that is in the works right now. There is a bill that's on the table, was just proposed, but they just couldn't move on it until after this. And the tax rate it looks like they're going to apply is 8% on all land-based wagers and 12% on all online gaming. As far as where that's earmarked, it may go to some general fund. Some of it is going to be for problem gaming, but it looks like that the state is going to benefit in the sums of millions, and you know, hopefully it'll help with the transit system of that. You're probably familiar with the state of New Jersey transit.
Yes, some of it good, some of it bad. They could drop the toll on the turnpike a little bit and they wouldn't get any complaints from me while they're at it either. As far as the other states go, you mentioned Pennsylvania is good to go. Delaware already has sports gambling, but they will expand now. You just had parlay cards and the like. They'll expand it and change it. How many states do you think will move to market quickly, as you say, that they will try and get the ball rolling ASAP and get something up as soon as possible?
By the end of this year, there's going to be six or seven states that are offering sports betting. That'll be New Jersey, as we said, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Delaware, Mississippi is actually one of them. They modified their constitution last year. Michigan and New York, I think, are they're wild cards, but I think they'll get something done by the end of this year, and possibly Illinois. Now, if I can jump forward to next year, 2019, I think another dozen states are going to join the fray, so that'll put us at close to 20 states.
And the reason that the 12 that would potential joiners, as you say, in 2019 is because they just didn't know if this was going to get passed or not. They didn't want to take presumptive steps. Why do you think it would take them more than a year when it's taking some states less than a month to be able to get up to speed?
A combination of what you said. There were about 24 states during their legislative sessions. The reason it's going to take a little longer is a lot of those sessions have ended. Iowa was examining the bill, Kansas, Missouri, and their sessions ended in April or just this month in May. So they have legislation they're kicking around. They didn't get it done. A lot of them kind of wanted to wait and see what was going on. But I would expect that a lot of them pick it back up early in the year. They can, you know, they can look around and see how the other states have managed it. And it's revenue to be had with activity that is occurring anyways.
And there are some states that just are never going to jump on, right? That it would be against the general state and or way of life philosophy in certain areas of our country? Would it be safe in saying that?
Yeah, that's safe to say. Utah, I don't think, is ever going to have it. They don't have a lottery. Texas, they don't have any casinos. They have some poker clubs. Florida is a bit slow to move. But if you look at the map in 5 years, I think we're probably going to see about 30, 32 states that have some sort of betting.
Okay. All right, that's a pretty good number. We're talking to Brett Smiley. He's the editor-in-chief of sportshandle.com. Check out his website. They got all the updated information on the legalities of this and where it's going from here. One of the things that will be very interesting to our specific listeners is how the four major sports are going to deal with it. They actually signed on to the lawsuit against New Jersey to keep sports gambling from being allowed in the state of New Jersey. Now that it has been overturned by the Supreme Court, they've kind of changed their tune. And a commissioner like Adam Silver was smart. He kind of played both ends against the middle and said, yes, it affects the integrity of our game. But if we were to go down this road, we would certainly, if the decision in court goes against us, we would understand it, we'd comply with it. But we certainly believe that since we're providing the vehicle with which the states are making money by having gambling, that we should be able to benefit as well, and would take a little percentage just to put more security in place to keep the integrity of our sport. Well, there's a whole lot of books that you're going to see if that's actually going down and done correctly. Looks like a money grab by the sports to me. Is that an accurate assessment? Are the commissioners saying that they need this to keep the integrity of their sport in place, just trying to rationalize how they can get their hands on some of this cash? What's your take on how the professional sports leagues are going to deal with their game now being bet on in an open forum, in a legal forum, whereas it hadn't been that before?
I'll co-sign everything you just said. It's hypocritical. It has been hypocritical. The leagues have long known that sports betting is beneficial for their games, increased ratings. They just sold the Thursday Night Football package to Fox for $3 billion, and the reason for that is sports betting. What they are trying to do is exactly what they said. They're trying to get a cut of the action, and figuring out how to monetize legal sports betting has been the reason for their resistance. They haven't exactly succeeded at the state level trying to get legislation passed that would give them a cut, so they are now going to focus their efforts in Congress and trying to get some sort of federal bill passed that would be more favorable, giving them some cut. They're calling it a betting right and integrity fee, which is just kind of a hodgepodge of a couple of their arguments. They want an intellectual property fee for which there is no legal foundation. So they're also calling it an integrity fee to try and get resources to monitor everything and ensure integrity, which they are doing anyway and should be responsible for.
Understood. Now, do they have any chance to succeed on a federal level? Because didn't the U.S. Supreme Court just basically say today, well, it's not a federal thing. It's an individual state thing. And we're returning the right to decide whether you want it or not to the individual state. How would the Fed, how could the Fed get involved?
Well, they can and they probably will get involved. Whether they pass something remains to be seen. What this court ruling says is that this law, the way it operates, telling states what laws they can or cannot pass, that's unconstitutional. That's a 10th Amendment violation. What they could have done and what the courts say is you could come out and regulate sports betting, say that it's illegal, but you can't tell states what to do. So they could take another crack at it and pass something that says, okay, sports betting is legal, but state operators have to pay the leagues X amount, or you know, they could impose maximum or minimum wagers. To have them getting involved again after botching it the first time around, it's kind of humorous, but the leagues, you know, they have a lot of lobbying power. They're going to push for it. I don't think anything will happen this year. We're in the midterm, coming up in the midterms this year, but next year it could be an issue they kick around.
Now, do you think it would become a big enough issue that some public offices would, that certain individuals running for public office would hang their hat all over this kind of an issue?
It probably depends on the state. Maybe in a gaming state or a state where, you know, statistics show there are a lot of sports bettors, I'm sure they'll add up all the phone calls that they get. If you're in a state that wants sports betting, call your official. I mean, there are certainly more pressing issues like North Korea and nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
But the public sentiment is that they approve of sports betting. It's accepted. It's Al Michaels is tossing references around. I mean, fantasy sports is huge. Everybody's participating in March Madness pools. So it could be something. In fact, it's something a gubernatorial candidate in Iowa, it was part of his platform. So, yeah, I think we will see more of that.
And the NCAA is still going to frown on gambling in any way, shape, or form, except probably their most exciting time of the year is when the big dance rolls around and everybody's got their bracket and enjoy playing that. Now they can do it legally in their state, at least if you're in the right state, potentially. But the NCAA is also going to continue to say, no, this is a blight on society, correct?
Correct. They will and continue to oppose it, but certainly in back rooms they know that it is beneficial to the games, nothing more than March Madness and the amount of wagering that occurs on that.
Yeah, should be very interesting to see how it shakes out. Brett, great stuff today. I read a bunch of stuff on your website. Thanks for hopping on with us for a couple of minutes. We'll talk again down the road.
Great to be with you, Jody Mac. Have a good night.
Editor-in-chief of sportshandle.com, Brett Smiley, here with us on The Fan.